Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Come fly with Global Air Force.
Time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new King born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watch their flock by night, then see a bright new shining star, then hear a choir sing, the music seemed to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary come to Bethlehem that night and find no place to form she child. Not a single room was in sight. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new King born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. By and by, then find a little nook in a stable all forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark, Mary's little boy was born. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new King born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
No, we're just here from the Global Schools of Renowned Ministry. They're just repeat it all again, you know. And she said, we're out here praying for people. And she goes, you don't understand. She said, I was home this morning. I've been so depressed lately. I'm home this morning, and I said, I just cannot live any longer. And I have a gun at home. And I decided to come to this mall today to buy myself a ring. And I was going to go home and shoot myself. Are you angels? And she says it again to them. Are you angels?
Now, here's your host, Dr. James F. Rome.
Today we're starting a two-part series with Tom Mottola. He's the founder and director of the School of Power and Love. It's really nice to have you today.
It's good to be here. VP of International Ministries. And we went all over the world and taking actually missions trips. We would take people from the U.S. to other countries and we'd have meetings there. And probably Brazil's my favorite. I've been there now 25 times over the last 10, 11 years. Every time I go, just incredible miracles happen. So the first day came that they were going out because we would have some teaching and then we would go out for a couple hours and just to talk to people everywhere at the malls, at the restaurants, you know. And so we would divide them up into twos and we said, okay, go out and find people to pray for and pray for the sick, tell people about Jesus. And So we and I was praying to myself. I said, Lord, let there be at least like two or three good things that happen today, you know, so that the students don't get discouraged, you know, me, big man of faith here. And so they would go out and they went out for that time and they came back. And I'll tell you, it was probably the most powerful day of every time. I mean, the first day was probably the most powerful day. The Lord so honored it. There was probably 15 amazing stories. And if we have a chance, I can tell you one that was just...
I think we'd like to hear that.
For example, this one, just every time I think of it, I just go, oh, Lord, you're so good. These two ladies, and they're probably middle-aged, probably, I don't know, maybe in their 50s, okay? And they were went to the mall in Harrisburg, and they were about to leave. They'd actually already prayed for a couple people, had some good experiences, and were encouraged, and were now about to leave the mall. And one of them gets a pain in her back. And she thinks, I think I just had a word of knowledge. Now, what a word of knowledge is when God speaks to us about somebody else. And sometimes he does it in different ways. He can speak in our heart, like he can say something in a very whisper in our mind, like a thought going through our mind, or it can be a pain in our body that is not our pain. You know, it's we know we don't have a hurt back, and her back was not hurting, but all of a sudden she had this pain in her back. And so she thought, that could be a word of knowledge.
Okay.
That could be God speaking to me. And the other, the friend that was with her, her partner that they went out together, she said, you know, I just got a pain in my back. And she said, I think this merely could be God. So they looked around and they thought, who might have a pain in their back that they could pray for? And there was these two ladies at a kiosk right in the center of the mall, and it was a jewelry kiosk. And so they go up to these ladies and they say, excuse me, can we ask you a question? She goes, I guess, you know. And she says, well, we want to know if you have a pain in your back. And this lady's like, well, yeah. How did you know that? He said, well, we were just walking along here, and they said, we're from the Global School of Supernatural Ministry, and we're walking out, we're out praying for people in the mall, and normally we tell them not to tell that we're from the Global School of Supernatural Ministry. We just want people to go out as Christians, but they're like, they're so excited. They're like, we're out praying for people, and and we felt like that God gave me a pain, and I told me that you had a pain in your back and he wants to heal you. She goes, so can we pray for you? And the lady's like, I guess so, you know, and, you know, kind of very skeptical. And so they prayed very quickly. In Jesus' name, pain, you leave this back. Amen.
Just a short prayer like
very,
that?
Very short, not more than 10, 15
and
seconds.
And that works?
Well, here's what happened. The lady says, the lady just says, thank you very much. And the two ladies from the school were like, no, you have to try it out. Like, try to make it hurt. Try to see if you can, you know, if it's anything's changed. And she says, well, it mainly hurts when I walk. And I said, well, just walk for a little bit. She goes, okay, you know, she's just tolerating them at this point. And she starts walking and she starts moving her back around. And this look goes over her face like, oh my goodness. She says, it's gone. The pain's gone. And she begins to cry. And she looks at the people and she's like studying their faces. Like this woman is looking at these two students and she's looking, she says, are you angels?
Oh my.
Now this is around the time when Touched by an Angel was out, you know, in the TV. And you could tell it's going through her head. Like she's looking at them like, are you angels? I mean, you know, she's sitting in the mall. She's at a kiosk. They go like, no, we're just here from the Global School of Supernatural Ministry. They're just repeat it all again, you know. And she said, we're out here praying for people. And she goes, you don't understand. She said, I was home this morning. I've been so depressed lately. I'm home this morning and I said, I just cannot live any longer. And I have a gun at home. And I decided to come to this mall today to buy myself a ring. And I was going to go home and shoot myself. Are you angels? And she says it again to them. Are you angels? And they're like, oh, we're, you know, and then they end up praying again for her and just praying for the depression to lift. And this was, and obviously these ladies were just so, you know, so encouraged. They're just on a high. And God had just spoken to them on our first day out and just had this encounter with this woman that really could have saved her life. And through the healing power of God, and obviously an emotional healing was going on there. And so God was breaking through. And we've seen that happen in the last number of years where we've been going out and doing now these schools of power and love, which are just 4-day schools, but we're training up people in just 4 days to do this, to walk as Jesus walked. And it's just been amazing. I can't tell you the number of testimonies that we've heard from people, just everyday folks, just going out and praying. But yeah, that was one of the many encouraging things that first day. Is the healings always amaze me. I love it when somebody's leg gets healed, somebody's knee is wrapped up, and then all of a sudden they're jumping on and they can't make it hurt anymore, you know.
Messiah has come. It says in his word. Everyone, atonement he made, iniquity bore, that we can find life with him evermore. Lamb has been slain, his blood only on to a stain to wipe away time to bring glory to man. Salvation has come to the world, God's own Son to the world, Jesus the one for the world, Yeshua is here. The prophets of old speak much of Messiah. His death is foretold, the purpose is clear. Isaiah did say, 'twas for an atonement to give us a way that leads not to death. The sacrifice lamb has been slain, his blood on the altar a stain to wipe away guilt and pain, to bring home salvation has come to the world, God's own Son to the world, Jesus the one for the world, Yeshua is here. So brothers of mine, not to yourself, for we are but one. We all need his help. We've broken the law, but he paid our debt, that we can find life by Yeshua's death. The sacrifice lamb has been slain, his blood on the altar a stain to wipe away guilt and pain, bring hope eternal. final atonement has come and brought us new home by God's Son. If you will believe in your heart, Yeshua, you'll know.
My guest today is Susan Fleming. She comes from the Washington, D.C. area, and she has a wonderful story to tell us. Hi, Susan.
Good morning. How are you doing?
All right. It's good to have you today. I just couldn't wait to meet with you again, another team member, because we shared so many wonderful things. Today, I want you to tell us some of your experiences. You went on the tour. When was that tour?
That was in early December through the middle of December.
Mm-hmm. Brazil.
Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Rio and to Sao Paulo and to another city, Ribeirão Preto.
Yes, okay. And anything unusual happened there?
Oh, yes, definitely. I went on this trip because my daughter had gone 18 months before with a group from Global Awakening to Brazil. And she had incredible experiences of miracles there when she prayed for people. And I thought, well, if that can happen for her, maybe God will use me in a similar way. But I wasn't really sure.
I think my experience was the same. Randy Clark, that heads this up, and Tom Jones were the ones that headed this tour. They said, you will experience these miracles. You will experience. They kept on saying, we will. Well, that encouraged us.
It did. It definitely did. But it was kind of almost a trial by fire from my experience, because what we did was to do some studying in advance, read some books, listen to some CDs, learn about the various approaches to healing that Global Awakening had. But I expected when we arrived in the country, first we'd get a rest, and then we would receive more training. But that's not how it went.
As soon as we got there, we had about 1 hour of training. Of course, we were supposed to study beforehand to methods that they use. And as I've been reading, there are many methods in which God heals people, some by faith, some by the faith of others. There's much to learn. We don't know it all.
No, that's definitely true. But this was an approach of learn by doing. So we arrived at the first church that night. And we had a long time of worship, a time of a message, building faith and telling other stories of healings. And then the team was called forward and expected to pray for anyone that walked into a line in front of them.
That quick. Oh, my.
And I have to tell you, Jim, my first experience was I didn't have an interpreter. And then eventually I got one, and there was a group of people waiting to be prayed for. And the first two people who came forward felt nothing. Mm-hmm. I laid hands on them. I said, Holy Spirit, come. I prayed, and by all evidence, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. At that point, people were beginning to move out of my line into other people's lines. And my interpreter was kind of looking at me, and I'm thinking, what's going on? And I just cried out in my spirit in kind of a loud voice inside my head and said, Lord, where are you? And the next person that came forward was unable to raise her arm because she'd been injured in her shoulder. And we prayed for her, the interpreter and I. She said she felt heat in her shoulder. We prayed some more. We thanked the Lord for the heat, that she was feeling something. And within a few minutes, she was able to raise her arm fully above the shoulder.
Oh, my.
It was so exciting to be there and be part of that. The Brazilians are very warm people, and they're into a hug and a kiss on each side. And so she's hugging and kissing me, and the interpreter is excited, and I'm excited. And it was just so neat to be a part of what God wanted to do for her, to feel that love that he had for this woman, and to see her set free from the shoulder problem that she had.
and they have such love. It is conducive to want to perform miracles and help these people. Such love and expectation. Well, what else happened?
Well, that was a very interesting night. That night, there was a man, a very tall, thin man, with about 3 days of beard growth, who came up and raised his polo shirt up to his chin, showing me his entire chest and abdomen. I was a little taken aback. And he had a scar on one side of his chest and abdomen that was about 10 or 11 inches long. It was a fresh scar because the stitches were still in this scar. And he said through the interpreter that he had been operated on for cancer, but they were unable to get it all. And to the right of the scar, there was a mass of cancer that was entangled with his intestines. And that remained, and there was nothing he could do. And this was going to kill him. And in my mind, I thought, oh, God, cancer. You know, here I am. I've just had a few people healed. He's maybe, you know, person seven or eight of the evening on this first night that we were there. But I thought, okay, you know, he's here. So I had the interpreter place his hand in the spot where the man said the cancer was, since I felt a little uncomfortable as a woman touching him there. And so the interpreter, who was one of the pastors at this church, one of a number of pastors, put his hand there, and he and I prayed for several minutes. The man said he felt a little heat, and then he left. And I thought, well, okay. And I thought, you know, I'm never going to know what happened to that man, because this was the only night that we were going to go to this church. Jim, do you want to hear what happened next?
What happened? You left the church? What happened?
We left the church. We prayed for other people.
Mm-hmm.
We went back to that church a few days later.
We didn't expect to go back there, did we?
No, we didn't.
Mm.
We weren't supposed to go back, but they decided to cancel our free night off because this church wanted us to come back so badly. So we go back to that church, and lo and behold, in my line again is the same man.
Oh, no.
And yeah, and I thought, uh-oh. But he came forward, and he had someone who had driven him there. And that man said to us, you prayed before, and this man says that God has told him to come to this church three times. And since you prayed for him before, he wants you to pray for him again. I thought, okay, fine, Lord, you know. So again, we prayed for him and had his driver put his hand there. And then the interpreter and I, a different interpreter, prayed with him. He felt heat, and we prayed that he would be healed. I thought, fine. Well, it turns out the church that we were supposed to go to the following night canceled.
I didn't know we had any cancellations, huh?
We actually did, and that's why we wound back up at this church that we were never supposed to go to a third time. So I said to some people, would you pray for me? I need an anointing for cancer, because I knew this man would come back for the third time. And they said, no, what you have received, the impartation you have received is sufficient. You just go ahead and pray for him. It'll be fine. And I thought, yeah, right. But what happened was, before the time for prayer, there was a time of testimonies. And I saw my guy walk up to the front, climb the steps onto the stage, and begin to share his testimony. And this is what it was. He had been back to his doctor the day before, and the doctor had pressed on the place where the cancer remained, and it didn't hurt. And he pressed harder, and he didn't hurt. And he gave the man a full examination and could find no evidence of cancer.
No evidence?
No evidence. It was gone.
Oh, really? Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Love incarnate, love divine, star and angels gave the sign, bow to babe on bended knee, savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No.
Global Air Force wants you. Be a part of the Global Air Force Radio Ministry. Please go to our website at www.globalairforce.net. That's www.globalairforce.net. Come fly with Global Air Force.